The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress-up?
Dress-up?
You said you wanted to play dress-up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl who survived Razzfest and didn't get an HPV. Here she is, the destroyer of innocence, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello everybody, welcome to another edition of the show, number 90 tonight. Yeah, with me as always, my flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up?
Good evening, darling.
How's it going there?
It's going quite smashingly.
Smashingly, huh? You're going old
smashing.
School again.
I am.
Damn.
I'm trying to like perk up. It's like kind of, it's really dim in here and no, it's okay. You don't have to. I'm fine.
Okay.
That's all good because I know your eyes are very sensitive to the darkness.
Yeah. Well, light sucks balls.
Yeah.
Sucks my balls.
Does it suck your balls?
It sucks my balls.
Oh my goodness.
Sucks my balls.
We are coming to you live from Rule 34 Studios, RazRadioLive.com, and KinkyKatieRadio.com. If you guys want to call in and join in the conversation, 941-421-0401 is the number to call in. You can Skype, RazRadio1, but you're not going to see much. Suck it. So, oh my God, I feel like it's been longer than Friday afternoon since I've been on the radio because
really?
This weekend whooped my butt.
It did. You're a little poop puppy.
I am a little poop puppy.
Yeah.
My goodness. So we got a lot to talk about Razzfest 2015. I'm not going to get into all the details because there will be more details and secrets unveiled Friday night on One Night Stand with Miss Amber. Because Yes, because I don't want to say anything to incriminate anybody, but Amber said that she's like, oh no, we got to give some people some hell, so I'm going to leave that up to her.
Right, good job.
I'm keeping my hands clean.
Sure you are.
Which, by the way, is kind of funny how it was mentioned that you and I were the most well-behaved people there.
Yes, we were.
And we're the ones that talk about sex and do raunchy stuff.
That we are. We were a little pooped after Friday night, the gig, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. Friday night was absolutely awesome. It was a fuck fest and a half. And it was great. Oh, and I can't believe that I wanted more after that, too.
You did.
Well, that was after all day in the pool being naked.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
There was a lot of nudity going on.
There's a lot of nudity. A
lot of nudity around. It was a good Razzfest overall.
It was. Awesome place.
No shit.
It was Coconut Grove.
Was that what it was called?
I think it was called the Coconut Grove Resort.
Yeah.
Either way, I can tweet out where it was, but it was fucking awesome. It took over the entire complex.
Yeah, it was. It's like the whole little resort, you know, had like, you know, 8 or 10 rooms, whatever it is, like 2 or 3 bedrooms in some of the rooms, and we had the whole place. It was awesome.
There's our own private pool, own private bar. There's a stand area, grill set up. It was nice.
All enclosed by some nice, big, thick palm trees so nobody could tell what was going on inside.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Naughty, it was good people come out. We had a great time.
Naughty. Naughty, naughty. Scandalous.
It was.
God.
It was. And mostly not with us, which is awesome.
I'm amazed.
Well, so am I.
I am seriously amazed.
Like I said, you were just tuckered out after Friday night, and, oh my God, and you didn't feel like fucking around doing nothing Saturday.
Friday night, I probably think it might have looked like that I used a pussy pump. my poussoir had been beat to death. Just pummeled. Like a hate crime.
Yeah, it wasn't really a hate crime, but it was a hate crime. It was some kind of a something.
Covered and all sticky with sweat and bodily fluids and just nah. It was awesome.
Overall, it I had a great time.
Oh my gosh, I had an awesome time. Those beds were so comfortable. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So we got stuff to talk about that tonight. I've got some more stories. We do have Tits Man coming up. We also have a little bit of sex and crime thrown in there as well.
Tits Man.
Are you starting to throw it at you?
Yeah, I know. That's all right. You can throw it at me.
Good.
If you want to.
Tits Man.
Oh, I got it twice. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So I was reading this article about this chick. So it was called How Hallucinogens and a Porno Shoot Saved My Marriage and My Postpartum Sanity.
Yeah. I can see how they can save your marriage.
Yeah, so can I.
Giggity.
Not that we were having a problem.
Giggity.
But, yeah.
Whew. Yeah, that was nice. That was part of what was going on Friday night. But
some hallucinogens, allegedly.
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 In our heads.
But I suggest if you have the opportunity to have sex on hallucinogens, do it.
Yeah, as long as you're not with somebody who's going to, like, really just be a pain in the ass, then don't do it.
Yeah.
But if they're not going to be a pain in the ass and they enjoy such things, can't beat it.
Damn.
You have no idea. You don't even know. Take what you know, like double it up, and then multiply it by itself like 10, 20 times. Then you can begin to approach what you can do on that shit, I'm telling you.
Energizer bunny, you are.
Something.
Holy crap.
Something.
It's the never coming jackrabbit.
Something.
It's awesome.
Well, it's because it's all one giant orgasm.
It is.
That's why.
Oh, my God. I didn't care either. I was, beat me up until I just can't take anymore. And he did. And I could not physically take anymore. Oh, going back to the whole nudity thing, there was a guy there. Biggest dong I've seen in real life attached to a person. And I never even got to see it hard.
Yeah.
You know exactly who I'm talking about. And he was he was the first one to get naked too.
He was.
But then again, if I was a dude and had a dong like that, I would flop it out badly. I would. I would walk, as long as there's no kids around, I would flop it out everywhere.
You? Watch grown men cry kind of thing.
Just stand there like one of those creepy guys at the gym with like one foot on the bench, like right by your face. Like, hey, what's up, bro?
Yeah. Well, he could be one of those guys that doesn't grow much. I mean, it's still a big cock, but it's not, you know, it's doable.
Even if it didn't grow much, that fucking thing was thick, too.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, if it didn't, it's at least doable. You know what I mean? It's nothing insano.
And he was all sprawled out on one of the lounge chairs. And I swear to God, it just looked like it was sunning itself on a rock. It was just like a huge, big, fat anaconda just laying there.
With whipped cream as suntan lotion.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we got a sunscreen tug job twice. Got that witness.
I don't think that's a really good job, really. I think that's going to be Bernie when it comes out.
I do. I think it would be peely-peely.
Something.
Ooh.
Probably some pink twigs and berries.
I wouldn't say really twigs and berries, like logs and boulders. Want to play chutes and ladders? Pop goes the weasel. Even when he was wearing his pants, he would just like walk and it would just like bounce. It was like, holy crap. In my head, all I could say is, pork sword. I couldn't help it.
I don't blame you.
I couldn't stop looking at it either. I even told him I wanted to take a picture of it before I left. I didn't
and
do
you
it.
Forgot.
Yeah. No, I didn't forget. I wasn't just going to knock on the door and be like, excuse me, can they put you your cock?
Should have.
He would have been like,
they would have
yeah.
taken it. Okay.
Hey.
Hey now.
I know.
Hey now.
They're such nice people.
Yeah, they were.
Okay. So I was reading this article about this chick, about the hallucinogen saving the marriage, blah, blah, blah. She's the porno. the woman was trying to pull out as many 50 cents words as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Even there was a couple things I had to look up. Now, I'm not, I know I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Oh, come on.
But this was like absolutely ridiculous. Well, this chick does porn, and I can see why she's probably spitting all this out. It's because she doesn't want to be thought of as, oh, you're in
bimbo.
Porn.
Yeah. Dumb. Yeah. I know what you mean.
You do drugs and you shoot porn. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You're so horrible. Slut. Skank.
Whore.
Skank, slut, whore.
Amber called me a whore this weekend.
Nice.
I loved it.
Nice. Good job.
I love her. She I'm made so it happy out alive. She was here. Yeah. I felt so bad she had to work today. Back, straight from the plane.
Back to the story, lady.
Yeah, back to the story. All right, so this girl, she does porn, and after she gave birth to her daughter, she has a completely different outlook on porn now. She thinks it's gross. And she thinks that it's gross that her husband has porn on his computer.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's after she had acid.
No, no, no. This is after she gave birth to her daughter.
Okay.
Because now she's thinking, oh, my husband is looking at girls dressed as schoolgirls bent over being fucked on a table. We just had a little girl. She's going to grow up to be sexualized just like this.
Well,
and then mommy does porn.
Yeah. It's not going to make it good, I guess. Is that what she's thinking?
So that just kind of changed her idea about it.
You know.
And then she went on to have, she didn't want sex anymore. She didn't have the time. She didn't even feel like being sexy. So she decided to turn to her mushroom man.
Good job.
She has a mushroom man.
Way to go, honey.
And she's like, please.
We don't have a mushroom man.
I don't know.
What's going on?
We need a mushroom man.
Something. You're going to call her like tomorrow.
I will be your baker's man if you will be my mushroom man. I will bake you treats that you will love.
So she got a hold of her mushroom man.
Yeah, because she said she wanted to talk to. She needed him to save her relationship.
Save me.
Well, then she save me. It's not broken, save but me. I need saved.
That's right.
Help me find Jesus. Because that's what happens.
Yeah, every time you take mushrooms, that's exactly what happens.
You get all philosophical.
Sure, you do. Or you chase little blinky lights around. I don't know. Whichever way you want to go.
Sure. Just wrap your lips around a cream charger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, she went on to say that she's got this person who can turn your placenta into vodka. And she's like, anyone who's pregnant needs to do that.
Really? Yeah. Why do we need to do that?
I don't know.
Why? Is it just that tasty or that good for you?
I think it's a whole, like, spiritual thing with her.
Like, you are eating the soul of your unborn child after it's already born.
I wouldn't quite go there, but... No,
that's what you're doing.
No. But there's some people that eat it. I wouldn't want to eat a placenta. It's like, oh, it's nourishing. Fucking then eat some celery. God, have a multivitamin. You don't need to eat your placenta.
It doesn't sound appetizing to me either.
No,
really.
It doesn't.
But, you know, whatever.
Animals do it.
You can do it if you want to. It's not hurting my feelings that people do it, but
no.
I don't want it. But, you know, then again, I don't like olives either. So, I mean, there's plenty of I don't hate on people who like olives either. I feel the same way about people who eat olives as I do about people who eat placenta.
Well, all right, because I eat olives.
See, there you go. You could be a placenta eater, as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
except I'd wonder where you're getting it.
Exactly.
That would be a little fucking creepy.
I have a fresh placenta. I got a dealer. I got a guy. I got a guy for that.
What I can do.
Oh, no. Snap. See, that's why they can't stop funding Planned Parenthood. I need them.
I need more mini placentae. Those are tiny little placentae. You need full blown.
No, I need the mini ones work for me because of my gastric bypass. I don't have the room.
I can only eat 4 ounces at a time. That's usually about 3 little mini placentae.
But if you blend them with muscle milk and you add some protein powder, it works.
Shit your brains out for a week.
It's always fresh.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm still going to hell and I don't care.
Sure you are.
I am. Whatever though. Doesn't matter. So she goes, so then the mushroom, her mushroom guy tells her that she should go back to porn again. It'll make her feel better and have this revelation and blah, blah, blah. So I'm reading through this and she meets this feminist pornographer.
Feminist.
A feminist pornographer.
Which does lesbian porn kind of a thing. Or like femdom, maybe. Things that don't objectify women. How about that?
But I would say it was a lesbian one because she did it with two other chicks.
Okay.
And then there was some artsy dude who was doing it with me, like, we're going to make a movement. This is going to be the most important porn ever. It's
most important and I'm like, porn what the ever.
And then she's like, oh, as Jing.
Can we get a t-shirt? Can we have a t-shirt made? The most important porn ever. Nice. I want to make the most important porn ever, Katie. I really do. I want it to mean, I want it to change the world.
It was the best porn in the world. This is just a tribute. I love your face.
Okay. So they wanted it to be the best porn in the world. Did they succeed? Is it the best porn ever? Or
she didn't. She didn't even say.
No.
And she's talking about her. Oh well, Minxie is all queued up for her ejaculation.
Oh boy!
It's, so you know,
she's a squirter.
She's been filled, yeah. Ready to go. It's like, yeah. I can't hold on much longer. My Kegels are starting to go.
She could have been a natural squirter. You don't know that.
Refill.
You don't know that they exist.
Speaking of refill.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone allegedly got beer, their snatch filled up with beer on top of the bar this weekend.
Well, it wasn't allegedly. That definitely happened. We're just not going to say who.
No.
There you go.
Oh, no.
There were body shots, total naked body shots by several different people.
With fireball flavored cheesecake filling?
Yes. There was beer drank out of a snatch. There was several naked people.
I will
people everywhere naked.
I will admit I was naked at one point in the pool.
You were
completely naked.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw. I was there. I know.
You did.
Yep.
There's a picture to prove it, but I can't post it because the other people that are in the picture with me.
There you go.
I'm not out to incriminate people.
That's right.
I do myself my own job. Anywho. So yeah, she didn't even go into it, but then it like trailed off into some weird tangent about something.
So what's
and
the conclusion? She took some mushrooms.
Took some mushrooms, did some porn, realized, porn's not so bad. I don't feel so shitty about it, even though I used to do it, and now everybody's hunky dory.
Well, because she made the most important porn ever made. That's why you make the most important porn ever made, or just a tribute of it, and you'd maybe feel the same way.
So the next one I think has to be a tribute to the most important porn in the world.
Tribute to the most important porn of the world. Ever made.
Speaking of, we never got to do our Star Wars porn.
Nope.
Didn't
somebody here was not motivated.
Didn't get the Chun-Li one done either.
Somebody here was not motivated.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
What? Now you tell me?
Well, it's a thing.
Yeah.
I still love her.
Okay.
She was so funny. I love you. She's not in a sexual way. I love you. I'm like, I love you too.
I hear you.
Where's my gum? No. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. No, what would you do? First of all, wouldn't you think this would be a red flag if every time you fucked this quote unquote boyfriend you have, he made you wear a blindfold? I mean, wouldn't that tip you off right away?
I don't know. Do I have to stand on the corner before that and flag cars down? And then once I flag a car down, be blindfolded so my boyfriend can have sex with me? That maybe, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, this is a little weird. All right, so this woman removes her blindfold to find out that her boyfriend is really a girl with a strap on.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so this 25-year-old chick, she's on trial over in the UK for sexual assault over her female friend. All right, so she pretended to be this guy online and seduced her. And then they started talking over the phone, and then he had sex. She had sex with, we'll just call the other girl the victim. So she had sex with the victim on several occasions with a strap on, and she made the victim wear a blindfold all the time.
Nice. Well, because she was catfished into believing it was a guy, but it was really a girl.
Right.
Gotcha.
So she believed the guy that was recovering from a brain tumor and that he was anxious about his looks. That's why he made her wear the blindfold. And he also told her that he had to wear bandages around his chest because of his heart monitor and a swimming costume for circulation. She only found out that it was a girl the last time they fucked. And I'm thinking, no shit, it was the last time, because I don't think they'd go at it again. Why after. Not?
Did you like it? I mean, whatever. But if you like the person, then what the fuck? Why are you shutting yourself off?
Well, she said that she felt something was wrong, like something was off. So she took off the blindfold and she saw this girl in a bathing suit. And she said a woolly hat with a strap on.
Nice. So bathing suit.
She's wearing a bathing suit.
Cool.
Oh, my God.
Nobody ever noticed that there was clothing on, but there wasn't clothing on, kind of a thing? Or that's weird.
Maybe he's like, no, my hair is very weird. That's my woolly hat. But, I mean, the victim said she admits to the police that it was dumb. But then the other girl, she's like, no, she knew it was me all along. She knew it was a girl. It's part of her fantasy. That's what she was playing it off. But yeah, this is what she wanted.
Oh, boy. I swear to God, she wanted to have plumber rape fantasy. I'm not lying.
Oh, and then she went on to say, too, that she goes, yeah, she told me, she explained that her voice was high because she was Latino.
There you go. I don't know what that means, but okay. We're going to go with it.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll take two.
That makes me think of, like, hi, I'm high voice Peyton Manning. And I can't do this. Ah! I have to have a sip of my tea.
I'll wait for you.
Thank you.
Good job.
It's delicious.
Mm. Warm.
Tasty.
Mm-hmm.
There's an actual thing out there that people are having problems.
An actual thing?
An actual thing. It's a thing thing.
Cool.
And a thing.
The real thing.
The real thing.
Nice.
Keep it 100, bitches.
So what's this thing thing?
They have instructions. Well, actually, people to help you to have sex with someone who's significantly shorter than you.
Cool.
Because, I mean, that could go either way.
Yeah.
Doesn't always have...
Girl to guy.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not always have to be the girl is the shorter one in the situation.
Well, I mean, that maybe on average it is, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm a tall girl. There's a lot of people there's a lot of men that are shorter than me.
Surely. So how did that go for you?
Well, I mean, sometimes it went fine.
That's what I'm saying. What were the problems you encountered being a fucking tall girl if you were with a short guy? What'd you run into? What happened?
Not only was I significantly taller, I was significantly bigger, too.
No, you squishy little man.
No, that's why I was never on top. I would never.
Katie Squish.
I like little man for snoo snoo. Break your pelvis.
No, it's not tiny white man. It's just me.
It was
scary for you.
Well, and also I needed a guy with a big dick because I had a lot of thigh meat and more cooch fat.
You had to get all up in it.
Yeah, I had to have a big dick or else it'd just fall out. It's a threat. It's like, oh, you're not. You're fucking a fold.
Sad, sad cock. Sad.
I had one guy. He did. He like fucked between my ass cheeks and.
Cool.
He didn't care. He's like, feels good to me. I'm like, okay.
Oh, boy.
Great.
Nice. It's a recurring thing for you.
Yep, sure is.
Good job. You've mastered that.
The Wiener Schleider. It's a German thing. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
That's right. Like, it's called my Bratwurst Station.
Your Bratwurst Station?
Of course.
You know, I found out Aldi's is a German store.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I could have told you that.
Wow. Well, news to me. Anyway.
Where did that come from?
Wiener Schleider, and then whatever you were talking about. I don't know. It just popped in my head.
Well, they start saying when you're talking about having sex with a shorter person that you need to kind of change your views about sex.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be like pelvis to pelvis. I mean, if you're eating someone out, that doesn't matter how tall you are. If you're going anal, that doesn't matter either. Like, there's different things you can do. I wouldn't suggest maybe 69ing all that much because it might be a little difficult.
Well, yeah. Depends. But yeah, I know what you mean. If there's a big difference in torso size.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha.
It's like you're licking my ass and I'm like licking your belly button. What's up?
Yeah.
Can't quite. It's like you're knocking me in the forehead with your dick. I can't reach it. I don't know what you want me to do. Trying to reach it with my tongue. I'm not a frawler. I just watch out.
Hang on. Let me go get that grabber out of the kitchen. I'll reach up for it.
put some padding around or something. That could be comfortable.
Yeah, put some of that skin flex stuff.
Skin flex?
Whatever the fuck that shit's made out of. Pocket pussies.
Oh, okay.
Whatever the hell.
Like
Cyber skin. There you go. That's what I was thinking of. How'd you know?
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, you know, that'd be kind of neat if someone can't really use their hands. Yeah. And they could just jerk themselves off from above.
But yeah, like buddies hanging out, camping together. That way it's not really gay.
Well, as someone said this weekend, if you don't remember, it's not gay.
That's right. That was a good quote, too. Well, I don't remember, so it's not gay.
So it's not gay.
It's great.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness. Fantastic. It's awesome. Another thing, says props are your best friends.
Are they?
Yeah, they suggested the Liberator, like the wedge and the...
A stool?
The wedge and the ramp. Oh, yeah. Stools work great, too, because they have little footrests you can hop up on.
Yeah. Stilts.
Now, that's something I haven't seen.
Stilts?
I don't know why, though, the circus music just popped in my head.
Or you know, even if you're going from behind, you know, if you're a really, really short guy on her knees and you just be standing up rocking the pussy, that might not be too bad.
Or roller skates.
You know?
Roller skates and a bungee cord. And
what?
Just, bam, bam.
See, now you're getting, you know, feeling like Katie wants snoo-snoo. Me throw little man around with bungee cords on roller skates.
I'll do the whip. Well, it was just props. It made me think of Sherry, my friend. She wants to bang Carrot Top so bad.
Yeah.
She has a very, very unhealthy obsession with Carrot Top.
And a giant tattoo of Carrot Top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has a giant tattoo of Carrot Top.
Yeah.
Her whole entire bedroom is done in Carrot. She has a big poster from his movie Chairman of the Board. If you don't remember it, I don't blame you. Yeah, she's got it framed over her bed.
Yeah.
She's married. I'm just like...
I mean, she has Carrot Top's body. What was it, his face?
No, she's got his name.
Oh, that's it? I thought it was she had like a portrait.
No. She's got his name. She's got actually, I think she's got two or three different Carrot Top tattoos.
Really?
Yes.
No menstruating snatch?
No.
Really?
No. Wow. No. I think that she should tattoo his ginger cock on her somewhere.
Yeah, I think she should too. Her neck,
make
neck
her
tattoo.
Husband lick it.
Be awesome.
Right
I
between
know.
Her tits. Right between her tits.
That'd be great. Don't give her an idea.
And she doesn't even call him Carrot Top. She's like, Scott.
I know his real name.
Yeah, his real name's Scott Thompson.
It's like a stripper. I know her real name too.
It's not Epiphany.
What do you mean? That's not your real name?
Her mother gave her cinnamon when she was born.
Yeah.
Mocha latte. Come here. They never have her license plate name keychain.
Or a Coca-Cola with her name on it either.
I still can't find mine, so fuck off all you weird names.
You have a completely normal name. Catherine.
I have never seen a Katie or a Catherine.
Come on.
Ever.
You need to go up north like Boston or something. Maybe more Katie's and Catherine's.
Yeah.
Yeah, more Catholics.
Oh, well,
it's a very
yeah.
Catholic name there.
Okay, I guess so.
Huh. Mary Catherine Gallagher thing.
What says you guys, you need to remember to have a sense of humor. So, yeah.
Why is that? Oh, the height thing.
The height
thing. That's right. That's what we were talking about. See, you lost me. You lost me. It was like one item too long. I don't know. Like one or two items, just somewhere along the way, I just didn't follow the breadcrumbs. I'm sorry.
My friend's neighbors and their dog. One was a Doberman, the other one was a Chihuahua.
Mm.
But the Doberman was a female, and the Chihuahua was a male. And he would always run over and try to screw the Doberman. Mm. No, so then the Doberman started laying down so the dog could screw her. She ended up getting pregnant. Cutest puppies too.
See,
she's like,
there's
oh,
always
fine.
A way. She'll, don't give up.
I'll throw you a bone. You'll wear him out.
Wear some roller skates.
That's right. Get a bungee cord.
Bungee cord. That's right. You'll be fine.
That's all you need.
That's it.
Hey, maybe a helmet.
Lube. There you go.
Lube's a must.
Lube's a must all the time.
Aim is good, too.
There you go. That way, if you have to fuck a thigh, you actually can fuck a thigh. You're not going to miss nothing.
Sure. I mean, that's awesome.
All the sensation and half the pregnancy.
Woohoo!
I know.
Fucking A.
Telling you.
Such a tease. Well, you know, we're going to go into a little intermission, a little squirreled up kitty time, and then we come back, we're going to talk about some 3D printed dicks and how they reveal what women prefer.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
So we were talking about something. It was an actual thing. Yeah, thing, but I keep going back to the same boring thing. I don't know what I'm doing.
Female Viagra. We were talking about it. How yeah. Like it, the just it being like a Cosby drug.
Tear it up, Buttercup. we want infinite sample packs. We need to know now. Oh. Anybody out there on Addy? Well, we got any Addy people? What's going on?
Are you out there, Addy? Addy, can you hear? No.
You don't even remember the song.
Are you okay? There you go.
There you go. God, well, I'm not singing that one.
I don't like Michael Jackson.
The acapella group hasn't approved that one yet.
Wait a minute. Was that? Yeah, it was Michael Jackson. But I'm thinking of the remake by Alien Ant Farm.
Oh yeah, never mind.
See? You're going along with...
I wasn't going anywhere. I don't know where I'm going.
Where are you going?
Well, they so bitches, said, bitches can get horny in a pill just like a guy?
Well, not really. You're supposed to take it every single night before you go to bed.
Well, it's like a knockout drug kind of a thing. Well, Cialis does the same thing. It's a daily.
Well, you can take it daily, or it's a low dosage. This is just like one straight whoop. But they say if you don't have any results in 8 weeks, to just discontinue it. And
then it ain't going to work.
Yeah, then you're just...
You're hopeless.
You're stuck.
That's right.
Then you need to get yourself a Sibian.
Well, you know what? Just find yourself a partner that's asexual as well, because you may be... Well, maybe you're not asexual. Maybe that's just horrid. It would really suck to be a woman. I mean, I can get off. I don't have a problem. You know what I mean?
Well, they say that you have to go, you have to sit through this screening and then have a psychological evaluation before you can be prescribed this medication.
To keep people like you away. That's what it is.
No, and they prescribe it to postmenopausal women, too, because there's issues, and this is supposed to help issues.
Yeah.
So okay. I don't know.
I don't know either. Mm. At least it's something for something. I don't know.
It is something because they have all this shit out there to make a dick hard, but then they don't have anything to make us
horny,
wet.
Yeah, and you think we would have put a lot of like research dollars into that thus far? How to make bitches horny?
You'd think. Well, the cool thing is October 17th is the magic day when it's going to be available.
So we're not going to know until after the October 17th show. We need to find some of you people out there that are Addy people. When your art become Addy people, we need to know what happens.
I need Addy addicts.
That's right. We need them now. We're October 17th. Legally.
Well, the thing is, though, too, they don't even know how much it's going to cost.
No?
No. They said it would kind of be, they wanted to do it.
Viagra price.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like all the other ones are, I don't know. But they said they're generally taking when needed, but da-da-da-da-da. It's a mix of comparison direct to whatever. But like 10 Viagra pills? Shut up.
I like that accurate reporting. It's going to be like real close to whatever.
Stop.
Just whatever.
I'm just kind of skipping across my eyes trying to talk at the same time. Not really easy. I'm naturally blonde. Fuck off. All right. It says the 10 Viagra pills usually runs a month. It'd be like $400 a month for this Addy pill.
Yeah.
That's pretty pricey. Well, that's a car payment.
You know.
A nice car.
It's the rich women will be able to get off now is what it is. Poor women, you're fucked.
Oh, they don't want to. They already get off with Javier, their tennis coach.
No, they don't. They don't really get off.
No, yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
He knows how to hit the spot. Yeah. The husbands just think that they're not horny, but they're horny.
Yeah.
They just get it elsewhere.
Sure.
Elsewhere. Anyway. But I don't know. Yeah, I would really like to do it. They said that the insurance companies might even cover it, too. So you'd only have to pay like a $30 to $40 copay.
You're not going
to
pass the psych eval.
Whatever.
You're not going to pass it. They're going to look at you and go, no fucking way. We're not giving this to you, lady. You can't have it. You're on the blacklist.
I'm going to look at my social media.
You're going to walk into the place. There's going to be a picture of you on the door. Do not serve her, Addy. Whatever you do. Don't do it.
No, I'll walk in wearing all pastel and all Stepford wifey. And then I'll like sit on the table and I'll like powder my puss up at home. So I'll go and be like, look, it's a dust bowl. I'm frigider.
Yeah.
My nipples are so tough. And then say, I need help.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm afraid my husband's on Ashley Madison. And I want to.
Because he wants something other than his wife. Other than his wife.
Yeah.
Other than his wife.
And now, on with the show.
Surrounded by some drinks and a cup naked, I got both, so that's all we need. The club closed at 3 and I ain't trying to leave. Look what you just started, it's a 3:45 and we just getting started. My whole squad is lit. Henny and Serena got me lit. Whole squad is lit. The whole squad is lit.
Hello and welcome back to Kinky Kitty's World on RazRadioLive.com. Coming from you from Rule 34 Studios. If you want to get in touch with us, you want to call the show. It's 941-421-0401. You can get me on the Twitter later at Kinky Katie Radio.
What?
Sup, bro?
Sup.
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 Bro-ham.
Squad is lit.
Oh my goodness gracious.
My goodness.
My goodness.
So what you got, lady? What's going on after break? You got some good stuff?
I do. I'm talking about 3D printed dicks now.
What? Who's 3D printed dicks?
Many people, actually.
Really?
33 different choices.
What do you mean?
Well, they were girls. They were trying to find out what dick size women prefer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So research.
Not small.
Wait a minute, though.
UCLA
did a research, and they said that bigger is not all that special.
Yeah.
It says women prefer regular-sized cocks.
Like I said, but, not small.
Well, not micro-penis.
Regular.
Regular.
Regular. They like regular. Dick regular. Light and sweet. Or dark and sweet.
Well, whichever. Some people like them light and
caramel.
Sweet. Some people like them dark and sweet. Mochaccino.
Aye.
I like the leche.
With a sweater.
No. No.
Go on.
But I think it's kind of funny because they say, oh, it says women prefer regular size cocks, but they're likely to have other preferences for a one night stand.
Oh, sure.
Well,
see,
yeah, no kidding. So they made 30.
What's the thought behind that?
They made 33 dicks, 3D printed dicks from real people.
Okay.
But they made them all in blue.
Okay.
So people wouldn't be influenced by
color.
Like ethnicity. Yeah.
Sure.
Shit like that.
Cool.
So, which I thought was a good idea.
Yeah, we'll go alien.
Yeah. And they took 75 women that did the choices.
Uh-huh.
So they said they would have a different dick for long term and then you know, a one night stand. But kind of when it all came down to it, no, they really weren't that far off from each other. They were like 6-point-something inches for the regular, and then it was 6-point-some inches for the other.
Gotcha. So it's less than an inch difference between the two is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it was less than an inch of girth difference, too, because
okay.
They did length and girth.
So maybe they just want something they could comfortably fit up their ass kind of thing is what it sounds like.
Mr. Thick Dick from the pool party, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that'd be tough anal.
Oh.
That'd be tough anal.
My goodness. Yeah. That's like GAC mm-hmm. material. Great American Challenge, for those who don't know.
Well, not quite, but yes.
Why don't you get a Zephyr Hills water bottle or Evian of your choice, whatever have you. Just the regular sports size one and cram that up your butt and see how that feels. If you can do it, I think you're ready. If you can't, keep on working on it.
Yep, yep, yep.
Oh, even maybe like a 20-ounce Coke bottle. Mm. Know what I mean?
No, I don't know. It's like I said, it depends on what happens when it gets excited. You know what I mean? It's a different ball game.
A monster can.
It could be. That's what I'm saying. It all depends.
That makes my asshole pucker. It really does. It's time for your favorite segment. Segment of the week. Doo-doo-doo.
Boobs in and on the news. It's time once again for
Tits Man.
Yeah. So today for Tits Man, I'm going to have 5 fun facts about boobies.
5 fun facts. They're big, they're floppy, and they're lovable.
That's just a perk.
That's just 3 of them.
Now, there was 20, but I whittled it down to 5.
Good job.
See?
Executive summaries. I like them.
I'm trying to get better at this whole show hosty thing.
Good.
Trying
good
not
job.
To bore y'all out there to death.
Thank goodness.
Fuck off, dude. I will so rip your third nipple off and do it for fun.
It'll just grow back anyway, despite you. Just so you know.
It will. It mocks me. It does. All right. So the most common cup size worldwide is What do you think?
B.
Yes, see? You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, the that's middle common, of the road.
Most common cup size for the boobie around the world is B.
You get a point, Bob. I get
you
a point.
You do get a point.
Good job.
All right, so you got Bob. When you get Neil, that's the second point. There and then you just, you can see where this is going,
I
right?
Do. It's yeah. going somewhere.
That's right. A little tonsil hockey with your manhood.
Sounds like a lot of ball and cock.
Depends what kind of party you're thinking of. Should I call somebody?
Neil and Bob is who you're saying.
What? Talking about actions. All right, number two. 1% of women can orgasm from boob fondling alone.
1%?
Yep, 1% of women.
I'm going to have to say true.
This isn't a true or false. This was a fact.
Well, I believe it.
So, yes, you are correct. It is true.
Probably didn't make it up.
No, I did not.
All right. Real fact.
These are real facts.
Or a real, somebody believes it's a fact.
Ooh. British women have the largest boobs in all of Europe.
Really?
50% have a D cup or bigger.
Wow. I did not know that.
British women have some ginormous tatas.
Apparently so.
Apparently so.
Huh. I wouldn't have thought it.
It's the queen mum has some delicious tatas.
She does have big, big tits too.
They're all big.
I'm telling you.
Mm. You see, now don't you knock that Doctor Who conventions. If you go to that shit, you're going to see some big titty cosplay. Fucking A.
Yeah.
Trust me, you'll love it. Nerdy girls like it. They do butt stuff. They do.
That's what I hear.
3 in every 100 nipples are inverted.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Holy crap. Well, we've seen several inverted nipples.
Now, what I want to know is I have yet to see a pair of tits where one is inverted, one isn't.
Yeah, every time we've seen it, they were both inverted or shy.
Shy.
That's what we like to call them, shy. We don't want to upset people. It's a shy nipple.
All you got to do is stick your finger up their butt like a turtle and they go pop, and then they just pop out again.
Either that or you squeeze their head, one or the other.
Sure. Depends which end you want to deal with.
There you go.
If they're talking too much, you just want to go, I'm crushing your head. And the last fun fact about boobies, the largest natural boobs in the world, Miss Annie Hawkins Turner. With a whopping 102 triple Z
holy schnizzle
boobs.
Batman.
They weigh 85 pounds of natural titty.
Holy backache.
And her chest measures almost 6 feet around.
What?
To give you an idea. And they had pictures of her.
She didn't get it reduced because that just seems ridiculous. That seems insane. You could have like 5 guys mount your tits alone.
My goodness. Something. 85 pounds of boobs. 102 triple Z.
Oof, that's big.
Why do you even bother measuring at that point?
Just the chafing alone. Something. I don't know. I don't know if I'd want that big.
She could easily babysit children. Just shove one under each knocker.
Good place for keys, your wallet, your purse. Whatever you're going to lose. There you go.
A Fiat.
There you go.
Why not?
Why not?
So that was my fun facts about boobs today.
Tits. Man.
Hope y'all enjoyed. Maybe y'all learned something.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Big booby British women.
That's right.
Are a whole lot of fun, apparently.
Me.
Unless they squirt, then they get immediately arrested.
Yeah.
I think that's next.
That's true.
Just start arresting women who squirt. People don't like women who squirt. They're intimidated by them. I don't know what the deal is.
They blame for everything.
They do. It's odd.
And they're some of the most well-behaved people.
I'm just saying.
I'm just agreeing.
Yep.
So 7-Eleven is trying to get back popular again.
Back popular? Why? I didn't know they went unpopular.
See, I didn't either, but they keep trying. It's like they keep trying to do new weird stuff to try to like spark up attention. They do those cheese-filled Doritos.
Yeah.
I've yet to try them, but they looked really good when I heard about them.
They were disappointing.
Were they?
Yeah, I mean, they were just like, okay, whatever.
Well, I got
I don't know.
I got coffee this morning, and they're like, oh, you know, for like 50 cents you get the breakfast sandwich, and it was gross.
Yeah.
It was just really bad. Well, here's the thing. They got you covered for your next rendezvous.
Good job.
They are going to start selling packs, like certain packs. They've partnered up with this thing called DoorDash. It's like a delivery system like Grubhub, but
okay.
They deliver goodies.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they have packs set up and you can get it online. You order it for only $20. You can get the date night.
The date night
the
pack.
The date night. Yeah, the date night pack. In that pack, you get a tub of Ben & Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
No.
A Hershey bar.
Mm-hmm.
A can of Red Bull.
Okay.
An 18-pack of Trident gum. Mm-hmm. And a 3-pack of Trojans. Ultra-thin condoms.
It sounds like a sugar crash to me, Captain.
I'm going to jerk off and eat my feelings. And then I'm going to have a Red Bull and wake up again.
Exactly. It's not going to work.
They even have one for $15. It's called the Morning After Pack. I almost wanted to say, did it come with Plan B? Because that would be great.
No?
No. It comes with extra strength aspirin, a 25-ounce fruit punch Gatorade, a large pepperoni pizza, and a smoked turkey and pepper jack sandwich. And they've got other various packs that you can buy, or you can even add stuff to it, like to your grocery list, like a pack of cigarettes or
kitty
litter.
Do they have like a rough sex pack?
Now, what would you consider a rough sex pack from 7-Eleven?
Well, whatever. You I don't know.
Crunchy peanut butter.
Something. I mean, you have like a sore vag after a night of romping sex, and
bag
you wake
ice.
Up the next month. Yeah, bag of ice. There you go.
I need some bagel butts.
I want them fresh, too. Don't you give me one of them ones that been on that roller for all day. You nuked that thing special for me, baby.
Oh, come on. I like roller dogs. They're delicious. Throw in a roller dog.
Nice.
And one of them hard-boiled eggs that they have on the counter.
Oh, that was... anyway. I'll tell you later.
I don't know if I want to know now.
Are you sure you do?
Oh, do I?
Do you?
Okay.
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 Yep.
Hey, my favorite people are having a conniption again.
Which favorite people are these?
1 million moms.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
awesome.
They love me.
What are they doing now?
They are pitching a fit over the new Muppets TV show that's coming out like tomorrow night.
Why did hey? Did he take our offer of a case of beer and all the lube he could carry with one hand?
No, sorry.
Did he take somebody? Somebody else paid him 2 cases of beer.
Maybe it was all the lube you can carry in 2 hands.
Oh, come on!
I think that's what put him over
the
edge.
Don't tell me we got bumped by one hand of lube
and a mouthful.
Get the fuck out.
Could be.
So what could they possibly be mad at? Because they didn't take our offer. So obviously we don't have Muppet porn to be mad about, but we should.
Well, apparently they think that the Muppets are now too down to fuck, too DTF.
Are they?
Yeah.
How does a million moms know what DTF means?
Well,
sluts.
Because they are.
Yeah.
Sucker whores.
I wonder if any of them are members of the Ashley Madison.
Ooh.
No.
No, they're not fembots. They're just bitches.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pissed off at the Muppet Show. The dumbest reasons. They say it's way too sexualized. It's not family friendly anymore. You can't watch it with your kids. They're like, you're going to have to explain these sexual jokes with all the innuendo to your kids. Mm. No, you don't. If they don't get it, they don't get it. They'll understand later when they're older. Who's saying you have to explain every fucking little thing to your child, the little Jimmy?
Well, have we seen it? Is it on yet?
No, it starts tomorrow. Yet.
So how the fuck do the million moms even know about it? Are they pirating?
Internet.
They're pirating fucking shows.
Scandalous.
Copyright infringement.
More scandalous stuff.
If all 1 million of them have viewed it, does that mean somebody can go after them for something? Possibly.
I think
maybe.
They should.
Probably.
Oh, here's another fucking thing. Oh, my God.
Are
this
they
is
sharing
so stupid.
It?
They're liking and sharing.
There you go.
No, they're dislike.
But sharing.
Of course, because they have to. Everyone has to see. It's great marketing. It's wonderful.
There you go.
Piss off the million moms. They do the best work.
You got it.
Wee. They're saying that they're mad at Kermit the Frog for full frontal nudity because he doesn't wear pants.
He doesn't have a cock.
He's a foam puppet, for crying out loud.
Have you ever seen a frog cock? Have you ever seen a frog cock?
No,
neither
I have not.
Neither have I. I have looked balls deep at a frog, and I don't know what their cocks look like. So, really, I don't know how looking at a fake frog is. She doesn't have pants on, man. So, wait a minute. Can I like, watch Fozzie Bear or Porky Pig anymore?
Oh, gosh. Donald Duck?
Get the fuck out.
There's some problem.
We can't watch anything on television.
I'm scarred.
I don't even think the Teletubbies have any clothes on.
No, they're fully naked.
I'm telling you.
They play porn on their tummies. They're also mad about interspecies relationships with the puppets and humans.
I don't like it when that pink one gets with that green one.
God. That Gonzo feller is all up in that Amy Schumer's boobs.
If they ain't the same, it's a shame.
Oh, Jesus. So, no, if they are the same, then they can't get married. What's that name? Kim Davis? Is that her name? Dumbass, crazy lady.
Yeah, well, you know, Christians get upset when rules start getting changed away from their religion, since all the rules that we're going by have been pretty much based in Christian religion. Like they really get angry when laws start to become not about their religion, and it becomes like a problem. I mean, it's okay to shit on all of our religions, you know, mm-hmm. but the second you say, okay, we're taking religion out of government, it's a fucking holy conniption fit.
I know.
It's, I can't have anything to do with that.
Seriousness.
Fucking horrible.
It is. All right, so moving on to sex and crime.
Dun, dun, dun.
Cue it up. Oh, when this was playing on Friday for the Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward.
Yeah.
Amber was loving. She said, oh my God, the music's even faster too. Because Amber watches the Law & Order SVU too.
There she goes.
Yeah. Because she threw it on TV the other day a couple times. I'm like, yeah.
Oh boy.
I was going to change it to Bones, but I'm like, no.
I would have been really terrified that whole week if I knew you were both SVU addicts.
Oh yeah.
That would have changed everything. I would have had to sleep with something. I don't know what. A knife.
It's all right. You're fine.
Okay. I am now, I guess.
This is the dumbest fucking thing. A 16-year-old and a couple other students from this one high school got arrested for having naked pictures of themselves on their own phones.
Wow.
They arrested them with child pornography and mm-hmm. intent to distribute.
Mm-hmm. Well, child pornography, I can see. Yeah.
It's their own self on their own phone.
Well, they can't consent to take a photo of themselves because they're not of age.
Why can't they consent? Yes, I will take a picture of myself. Click.
You're not 18. There's a line. There's a line. You may not agree with the line. You may think the line should be younger or older. But either way, there's always going to be, there has to be a line. And that's the line. 18.
Well, they ended up, a couple of them ended up taking, like, plea deals, so they wouldn't do any jail time, and they wouldn't have, to register as a sex offender.
I don't think any of that should happen, but, I mean, you know.
But that's what they now have a year probation, and they cannot have access or use a cell phone during that year.
Wow, court order.
Yeah.
It seems a little harsh, but still, I mean, you gotta know. You know what I mean? If you're a kid and you're under 18 and you're taking pictures, fucking no. You know what I mean? Know what you're doing. Know you could get in trouble anyway.
Yeah, but my God, yeah. I just...
Seems harsh.
It is.
Because I can think of when I was that age, yes, I would have been all over the nakedness. And I probably would have went to jail.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was that.
Yeah, at least they didn't get 25 their life like the people screwing on the beach.
They didn't end up getting 25 to life, though.
No, I don't remember like, what it was, like, but it, whatever.
15.
Yeah.
Something. 5.
Whatever.
I don't know. Still,
half a month.
Still, don't screw in public when there's children around.
Yeah.
And if you get caught, stop.
Yeah.
Just leave. Go
somewhere
else.
Don't be a moron. Exactly. Even if you do get, I mean, if you happen to get caught, just to like normal exhibitionists and haul ass if the people don't want you to, you know, if they want you to stop, if they don't want you to stop, don't stop.
Don't stop on my account.
Exactly.
I just wanted y'all to know that I was here, so saying, I didn't startle you.
I was just, hey, man, you need, y'all need some more light? I got a spotlight right over here, man. I got 1 million candlewatt power I can just put right up there, man. We get a good view.
I found the perfect filter on my phone. You guys look magical. Look, I'll even put this little twinkle effect.
Nice.
Bring out your ass.
Nice. Nice.
I saw a lot of vagina this weekend.
You did. We all did.
We did.
So we saw a whole lot of vagina, a lot of boobs.
A lot of boobs.
But different boobs, too.
Holy crap. I, being a 38D, was the smallest set of titties there.
Nah, for a period, but not the entire time, no.
Yes, that's right.
No.
I forgot.
Yeah.
I did forget.
Yeah.
Anyway. But yeah, no, it was seriously, it was like a gathering of the Juggy O's.
there were enhanced ones, there were natural ones, there were bouncy ones, there were firm ones. There were little nipples, big nipples, inverted nipples.
Pink nipples.
Pink nipples.
Pierced nipples.
Pierced nipples, yeah.
Gumdrop.
Not the gumdrop nipples.
Just boobies.
A monster.
I am kind of surprised I only got to see three dicks.
Yeah. Why?
But hey, that was three.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not about wandering around in nature with my cock out.
No, so but I did get.
Snake or something can come grab that shit. Fuck that.
Is that a mouse?
Something. I don't know what's going to happen. But I would be completely terrified that something would happen to my nuts. Like, naked and afraid. I couldn't do it, man. I like rolling around on the ground. I would be completely. I mean, I'm not saying I couldn't do it. Whatever. I'd live. But you know what? I would not be fucking happy. I would be. Every time my cock hit something, I would just not like it. It would suck balls. Suck my balls.
Oof. Get a carpenter ant or like a leaf cutter ant.
You name it. Like, cutting fucking at your taint. Itchy stuff, scratchy stuff, pokey stuff, abrasive stuff. Stuff that'll make your dick swell. Stuff that'll make your dick shrink.
If it doesn't feel like Angora, I don't want it near my taint.
Exactly. And that applies to like sunburns. There's like a lot of things that can happen to my cock and balls that really I would just rather go through life without knowing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean because there's a lot of things that I would not enjoy either.
Yep.
Oh, like that chick would talk about the hallucinations and making porn and making absolutely no sense. At one point, she was like, yeah, they're talking about something philosophical. Well, all I can think of is shoving wheat thins up my pussy. I'm like, what? And then that was it. That's all she said about it and like moved on. I'm like, I don't understand. I'm like, I'm completely sober and I do not understand what the fuck you're talking about.
What is she trying to say?
Oh my God! So the co-founder of OkCupid decided to do a study to find out the ages of the men and women find attractive.
Yes,
I have no idea why they did this fucking study.
Yeah,
because it's the dumbest thing ever. They're like, oh well, it kind of shows there's a sloping line and blah blah blah. Women tend to find guys within a couple years of their own age attractive.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But men.
Always the 18-year-old.
Men from 18 to 50, their absolute favorite ages were 21 to 23.
Yeah, yeah.
All the way down.
Right there. Huh. I was always more of a 23 to 26, 28 kind of a person. You know what I mean?
As you got older, yeah, you started, it started getting higher in the age.
Well, that's because I had no choice. Your age was progressing, and if I wanted to keep you around, I have to keep you within the age bracket. You know what I mean? Of what I like.
Well, I was right on the cutoff point when you met me.
Yeah, you were, but you still made it in the cutoff point. You were in the cutoff area.
I was 24 when I met you, and you were 30.
There you go.
So there. Yeah.
It worked.
My goodness. Long time ago. Jesus.
Tell me about it.
There's a video on I believe it's BuzzFeed, and they had the women blindfolded, and they had them groping all these naked guys' cocks, and they had to try to guess their ethnicity.
Oh, by the way, the cock felt.
By
really?
The way, their cock felt.
Oh, God. They went straight size with the black dudes.
And it was it was like Big Black from like Rob Dyrdek fantasy show.
Oh, okay.
You know his uh-huh. buddy. It was like a couple guys like him, and she's like, oh, this is a white guy, da da da. She had to say why, and the guys are trying not to laugh. And then the other one, it was like a white guy. She's like, oh my God, like, oh, he's huge. Ooh, he must be, like, he
boy.
Must be black.
They run straight with the stereotype.
They
nice.
Did. They Good really job. Did, and they got it wrong. But this one chick, like, got them all right. It was pretty entertaining.
Really?
That was kind
Somebody
of funny.
Somebody did get it right.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah. I would know yours if I had it in my hand and I was blindfolded.
I bet you would.
I would. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. I'm going to tell you where you can find myself.
Where can we find yourself?
I'm centered. Go to your happy place and you'll always find me. You can Google me, Kinky Katie Radio, and you'll find all my stuff there, and it'll be really awesome. You can get me on Twitter @Kinky Katie Radio, iTunes, FetLife, YouTube, Stitcher, God damn it. Fucking Facebook. I'm all over the place. Kiki Katie. Kiki Katie Radio. KikiKatieRadio.com for awesome stuff. All right, well, I'm going to go. Catch me Friday afternoon and Friday night. Follow me on Twitter and you'll get that info. Kisses on your paying price. Love you. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.